Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, and welcome to the Golden Era series, a series illuminating a new path for the human being through the paramount teachings of Maya Mexica medicine woman Magdala Ramirez. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back the ancient wisdom of union of polarities. And through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She is the founder of many ceremonies like Moon Dance, Priestess, 13 Hours of Drumming, Water Mother Ceremony. She is the founder and director of Sacred Woman Nonprofit. She has an online school and updated information available at her website, www.magdalas.com. And we are so grateful for this.
I am so happy to be here with all of you. Today, it's a very, very powerful day. We're going to be talking about the Me Too. We're going to be talking about the abuses that women from all over the world has been received, and it is the time to bring forward all this pain and where do this is coming from. For such a long time, since the time of the infection when the patriarchal system came into being, it has been a big distortion of what it is, that feminine aspect. If you have been following these episodes, we have been talking about the perfect balance of the two energies, male and female. And that is the first door to open into many worlds, as you know. But today we want to be talking about what happened and where to heal these parts of the self that has been so completely abused. You know, Mother Earth have a story, her story. And her story, it is related with your story personally. What happened to that feminine aspect? Surviving this patriarchal system that it has been very much about the destruction of the world. You know, when she, Mother Earth, is saying enough is enough, it is happening right now as she's making her shift. She's saying, stop fracking. She's saying, stop polluting me. You're going to stop right now. And she is making her changes. And she needs to, because it is that part of the time that it is that we are encountering as a human being. But the shift is not only in her. It is happening to all the women. It is happening when she is beginning to stand up and say, enough, it's enough. As a society, as a human civilization, we do need to understand this in a very much more higher way and heal these parts of the self that it has been so completely abused. About 95% of the women from everywhere, it has been abused in one way or the other. Verbally, physically, sexually, you name it. And it has been that way for many, many generations. And for all these generations, they couldn't understand that from the women depends the whole community. We are truly that backbone. Of the whole community. It is from the women how everything depends on, because you see, this is your world inside of yourself that is your true reality, and where are you? And women in pain are going to make these creations of pain and separation too. If she feels separated, everyone is going to feel separated. Very much is, if mama is not happy, nobody is happy. That's how all the families and communities, everything depends on. So in her woundedness about that separation, that she could not see herself divine for such a long time, it is bringing the whole humanity into a point of extinction. Yet, here comes the Divine Feminine. Here comes the Mother. And she is igniting this heart, this recognition and remembrance of what it means to be the true human being. And by doing this, it is all this pain that it needs to come into the light, and women everywhere saying, I have been abused, and this man abused me, and this situation happens. And this is not about women against men, because the men has that feminine inside on themselves too. And healing those times, it is imperative at this time, because that wounded mother who trained the women to give their power away, that wounded mother that felt that she could not survive, she could not support herself, that it was in that past generations that trained their own daughters to sell themselves, to pretend, to distort, to get wounded. You know, it is coming forward too, and it is the time to heal that aspect within themselves. You have the Great Mother inside of you, and in order to listen to her voice, in order to understand her path and her healing, it is imperative to heal that wounded mother inside of yourself. Women, that they are so completely chauvinistic too, that they are encouraging women to keep on following the masculine way, to looking for that validarization of a wounded father, that in order for her to find that validarization, she feels that she needs to be abused, and in some way allowing those abuses to come forward within herself. It is the time of a big healing and a great time to understand where this infection took place and how it has been perpetuated for such a long time, and for all the people begins to say, enough is enough, we do need to change, and in some way bring that forgiveness for the liberation. But that forgiveness, that doesn't mean forgetfulness. When we say enough, is that it's not going to be allowed, that kind of abuses no more. We need to bring our voice strong and powerful for the good of the next generations and ourselves too. Bringing the possibility of those healings, it is just way too important at this time. What happened? Many of you, maybe, has grown up in a very chauvinistic family. A family where only the father has the voice. That mother was very much just bending over in whatever he was saying. Maybe you grew up in this kind of families that taught you that the patriarchal system has all this power, and that you do need to look for that validarization, accepting whatever that system is telling you that you must do. If you're a woman, it was okay for such a long time that the men were sending you all these psychic attacks. And some, they were not just psychic, they were literally attacking you sexually, and that you were not able to say anything for such a long time. And now the door is open for bring it into the system, saying, you did this to me and I'm going to stop you. And I'm going to heal myself. and you will need to grow up. What happened with the men in these chauvinistic families? Very much the male were treated like kings, thinking that it was okay to treat the women the way that they wanted to, because they saw this also from their own fathers. Even in marriages in that time, the women were raped and were not able to say anything. Many women do not even understand what was happening to them. Many women could not even say anything to anyone. And from there, it was this pain and shame and guilt in thinking that they were hopeless, because in the system, in the patriarchal system, it was not allowed to just get divorced and find a job and support yourself, because even now, the women does not receive the same money for the same work as a man. Still are in the system and politics all this distortion about women. The war on women, it has been always there. The only way that we are gonna stop that war, it is coming into our power, that it is happening right now. For such a long time, the men could not even understand that they were harassing women. They thought that that was normal for them, that it was their entitlement, and that it was okay to do that. And there were some other women saying, that's what the men do, and it is normal, and it is okay. It is okay to men to go into pornography. It is okay for the men to make psychic attacks. It is okay for the men to abuse the power of the women and take the power of the women in every possible way. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. And they thought that whatever it is hers is mine for me to use and abuse. And she just need to agree with this. And they say, because that is what the woman is. Even in our realm, I mean, I was talking to this medicine man, and he says, we think that women are lesser beings. And I ask why, and he says, because they will not say anything. You can do whatever you want with them, and they won't say anything. Well, those times are over. Women are beginning to stand up and hold their own power. And that power, it is coming directly from the Great Mother. But it is not true anger through men. It is not about creating more separation, but understanding that balance of the male and female, it is within the self. Don't look for that balance in the outside world, because right now, it might be that you're not going to encounter this. The man needs to grow up and begin to understand that every single abuse that they have been doing about women, they have been doing this to themselves. That apology that you are doing within your own self, it is happening as we speak. Women are able to bring that power back because of that apology. It is your mind apologizing with you, because you learn through those abuses that it was okay and normal for your mind to judge you, to sabotage you, to overpower you, to tell you what to do and even what to think. This is the time when human beings actually from everywhere are finding that their heart, it's another brain. And it has a story that it needs to be told. A story that it is bringing healing to humanity. A story that it is creating through that forgiveness and transmutation a whole new conception of the new world, a balanced world, the new golden era. But the stories needs to be talked. The stories needs to be spoken in one way or another. Old wounds that the people have are coming forward because every single story, it is connecting with the story of all your sisters from everywhere in the world. And in order to heal it and bring in that force, it is bringing that balance back into the people. As you know, you are male and female. And those abuses that happens with the women, they grew up thinking that the men were so powerful that they wanted to turn into a man. They were denying their incredible power that they have as a woman. They were denying the power of their own moon time and how to understand and embrace this power. The patriarchal system imposed on them divide and conquer. Now the sisterhood is coming forward, breaking that horrible rule that perpetuate enslavement to all human beings, not just women. When the women were not able to be together and understand that sisterhood, that even their that wounded mother contribute to it, it is coming into a whole new perception, a whole new story. Women are beginning to understand that sisterhood is a very sacred relation. Because it's healing each other. You heal one woman and you're healing the whole lineage. You heal one sister and you're healing this part of yourself too. That healing, it needs to happen through that forgiveness. That healing, it is bringing that beautiful liberation to all human beings. The feminine aspect, it is the enlightener of the world. In there, in that heart, contains the incredible power to the access of the most beautiful understanding of what it means human being. The code, the original code of the human being, it is being revealed. As we speak, with this one, it's a big remembrance. With this one, is having access to the most powerful library. In here, you will understand yourself as a cosmic being, as a multidimensional being. Healing this part of yourself so you can connect to that beautiful liberation. It is such imperative at this time. But telling the stories and healing that wounded mother that trains you for the patriarchal system, healing this part of yourself, it is very, very important. The truth is that generation have no access to the divine feminine. The divine feminine, it is happening in this generation. That part of the self that you can see divine. That part of the self that you can see your own sacredness as a woman. That sacred woman that said, enough is enough. It is that part of the self that it is gonna help human beings to make the transition into the new world. And the men needs to make that journey of understanding that entitlement and abuses that has been doing for such a long time. At the same time, that it is the time for you to pray for your mothers, for them to realize what happened to them and why they could not see themselves as divine, and how sexuality, it came into a big distortion for all human beings. And what happened to that wounded father, that he wanted to create distortions too between mother and daughter? He contributed to that distortion, saying, "Don't put attention to your mother, she's crazy," that kind of energy, or that energy that "I will give you money if you give me a kiss." That was a bad message, huh? She begins to feel like he's so powerful that that's how I will need to understand love. I will sell my kisses in order to survive in a world that it is so patriarchal system. For many long time, women begins to see themselves like that, and it brought so much shame at the point that she could not speak about the abuses until now. What it is happening right now, it is very, very powerful, very, very beautiful, because the sisterhood is coming together and it is giving the power to all the sisterhood to stand up and say, "Yes, me too. I have been abused. I'm a survival. I am a warrior because here I am standing in my power. Even with all this, what I want deep, deep, deep inside of me is just love and embrace who I am." Women are the most powerful force. Women are the daughters of Mother Earth. The Mother Earth is saying, "Stop your abuses, I'm shifting," and so are you. You are the leaders for the next world. You are the leaders for that golden age. And by that transmutation that it is taking place right there with you, it is bringing the healing to the world. Men will follow. They need to follow because they are the manifestation. They come from women. They come from that force within themselves too. That force within themselves that it has been so completely manipulated them, because they were trained for never to follow their heart. They got very wounded and manipulated, and they could not even understand the women. Where do they were coming from? Because they were disconnected at very early age from their own mothers. And their own mothers trained them to perpetuate that pain, thinking that that how it was the world, that hopeless, you know, it wasn't in there. It is the time for the balance of the male and female, and there is so much to heal within yourself, healing that wounded mother and the wounded father. It is very important at this time. We have only half an hour in this radio talk, so I cannot go very deep in naming those aspects that it needs to be healed in the human being. Those aspects that by seeing it, by recognizing it, within your own self, it is gonna help you to hear the voice of the Great Mother within your own self and bring that understanding that you are love. The patriarchal system says time will heal everything, and that is a big lie. Time will cover up. The emotional body needs to be healed, and it's going to be healed through love that you are. Love is the true healer. That daughter, that son, that come from that woundedness, it needs to come forward too. For you are also the daughter of the great mother and the great father. And that it is bringing your true vibration into being. This is our time, my brother, my sister, to go into the next step of the pyramid and understanding that perfect balance of the male and female. It is taking place within yourself, but we have, as a humanity, a lot of things to do, a lot of work to do. Mother Earth is shifting, and so are you. Thank you for your work. Know that you have all the assistance. We can do this together. We are doing this together. I am you. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate.
If you enjoyed listening to us, then please support our work. Support us by donating $1 or more at paypal.me/sacredwoman. You can also support us by liking our page, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, on Facebook, and sharing the links for each podcast that you like with your friends and family. You can also join the discussion group that is created for this channel on Facebook. It's a public group. Anyone can join. It's a great place to post questions and start discussions with people who are also part of this radio. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to send to us, please send them at sacredwoman144@gmail.com. To look at books and upcoming seminars from Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com, and it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.